Now to the end of an era, with the recent announcement that MTV is shutting down its music channels in Australia at the end of the year. The same thing's happening in the UK, Poland, France and Brazil. The BBC puts the move down to a global cost-saving strategy by parent company Paramount. But MTV channels will continue in the US, where the music television revolution began, round-the-clock transmission on the 1st of August 1981. Appropriately enough, with the song "Video Killed the Radio Star" by The Buggles. But has social media killed the music video star and its iconic network? Joining us now is Andrew Shipman, who was the Senior Director of Talent and Music Programming Strategy at MTV from 2000 to 2012, working out of its head office in Times Square, New York City. Welcome, Andrew.
Hello, Julian. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
It's great to be speaking with you. Now, American MTV was launched in 1981. It later launched in Europe. I think it took till 1987 to get to Australia. But could you just talk us through how revolutionary MTV was in its early days and what was really special about it?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in London, England, so I kind of went to my friend's house to watch episodes of Beavis and Butthead and some music videos. But when I came to the States and joined MTV in 2000, they were flying. I mean, they were, financially doing well, the number one television network across all media platforms. But they really pioneered culture, not just music discovery, but culture across all entertainment, movies, sports, comedy, and they really had to break out of that once other kind of revolutionary things were happening, streaming, and viewers could go elsewhere. So they started with music, which was revolutionary to see music video content on TV. That had really never been done before, and they just try to capture every single, platform.
Yeah, totally.
Geared towards youth. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really interesting evolution, wasn't it? Because, broadcasting back-to-back music videos round the clock was the revolution in the beginning. It set MTV apart from other TV networks and broadcasters. But then over time, as you mentioned, Beavis and Butthead and reality television, in a way, MTV evolved to become more like a traditional network. But it was a cultural powerhouse. It must have been amazing to be working at MTV HQ in the heyday of the network, Andrew. What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, it was the best job in the world. With co-workers that were like your family. It really didn't seem like a job. It was, everyone who worked there really loved being in the building. We loved who we worked with. We loved our jobs. We were creative. We had very little red tape. We could, pioneer the next iteration of, content. Almost dictating to our viewers what to watch, when to watch, who.
Absolutely. You guys were style makers at the time. But Andrew, look, you've been talking about your job for minutes now and you haven't dropped a single name yet. Come on. Give us some names of some of the big celebs you must have met.
Yeah, we met for the first time when they were introduced to us, Rihanna, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars.
Amazing.
We were in a music lounge and, the record label execs would bring them in and introduce us. They would do an acoustic performance. And, Lady Gaga was really big in Europe. She was underground in New York, and it took a long time for us to kind of get on the Gaga train.
That's really interesting. We're speaking on Sunday Extra with Andrew Shipman, who was the Senior Director of Talent and Music Programming Strategy at MTV. And what you've just said about Lady Gaga brings me to something I wanted to ask you, Andrew. In that role of directing talent and music programming, what was it that you were looking for as talent for a music video network? Is that the same thing as looking for just pure music talent?
Well, we all sit in a room and we view every music video that comes across us. And, we have to think about, is it explicit? Does it have scenes that we can't air? We had rules, but we also had the power to really be you know, thought leaders and taking risks on videos. I remember, you know, if you know the band Korn, they had this video, Freak on a Leash. I remember seeing the Missy Elliott, the Rain video, the White Stripes videos with Seven Nation Army, you know, they were just iconic videos today. Seeing Gorillaz and, you know, animated videos. Radiohead has amazing videos. So really being in a position to really, you know, go after these artists and help them break, not just in the States, but globally. And we did have other programming to tap into. We had TRL, we had live programming. So yes, we could play their videos, but we wanted to support them across a lot of other tempos. Maybe get them to perform on the Video Music Awards or Awards slot. So yeah, we really wanted to break artists and support them.
Andrew, whether it was in your era or other parts of MTV's history, would you say that there are particular artists who were really made or made into something different and bigger than they would otherwise have been purely because of their music videos?
I mean, I'd say a lot of artists got their start through MTV. You know, you got bands like Guns N' Roses that were, you know, possibly struggling at radio, and once you know viewers could put a visual to these artists, that really broke them big time. So, you know, a lot of these artists like back in the day, Duran Duran and REM and you know Guns N' Roses really got their start, I believe, on MTV.
Absolutely. And it was also interesting that in the early days in particular, you had directors who went on to be big name directors, Spike Jonze and the like, directing music videos. And even like songs like Take On Me by A-ha, which is a great song in and of itself, had a music video that was really cutting edge in its style and cut through for that reason.
Yeah, you have a lot of firsts back then. You know, you had Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer and, you know, iconic videos like that. George Michael and, you know, David Bowie had some, great videos. But
and, of course, Michael Jackson's Thriller, which was almost feature length by music video standards.
Oh, my God. That's probably, the number one. How can we not talk about that?
But, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, like around the MTV corridors, were there particular video clips that were just sort of in the all-time Hall of Fame regarded as the absolute epitome of the art form?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we just talked about Michael Jackson. I mentioned Missy Elliott, The Rain, Busta Rhymes. So they really spearheaded visuals, you know, really kind of glossy, glamorous videos, which are actually still being produced and made today without an MTV really playing videos. There's lots of other avenues for people to watch videos.
Yes. Yeah. So obviously we've got social media now, lots of ways of distributing music. So is it the state of play that MTV is sort of in a different era and shutting down its channels, but the music video is still as culturally significant and influential as ever, do you think, Andrew?
Absolutely. I think record labels are still putting money into them. Artists are able to shoot their own videos on a lower budget, you know, cell phones and, you know, hire their own teams. But there's lots of places for them to get their content out. Obviously, TikTok and Instagram, places like that, are really great places to see video content. You don't have to sit through a 3-4 minute video anymore.
Yes. Go around to your friend's place and sit and watch it back to back like you had to in the old days. Andrew, it's been great.
Watch it when you want.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great discussing the history of MTV with you. And for those who want to hear even more about it, you've got a new podcast about the golden era of MTV called Welcome to the Music Lounge. Thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra today.
All right, have a good day. Cheers.
You too. That's Andrew Shipman joining us I think he's still in New York, but he was certainly there during the heyday of MTV, which is closing down in Australia. As we finish the hour on Sunday Extra, let's end that conversation and the hour as well by hearing a bit of the very beginning of MTV. This is the first broadcast of MTV from August the 1st, 1981.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
I heard you on the wireless
is The Buggles, and the very appropriate musical selection for the beginning of MTV back in America in August 1981. Didn't come to Australia till 1987, but it's finishing up in Australia at the end of this year. And it's coming up to 8 o'clock on Sunday Extra. As we make our way out to the news, let's have some more of The Buggles.
ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.